Good morning, everyone. It's good to see all of you. Shkayach for coming. In Parashas Kisisa, we have the text that many people say before Kiddush Shabbos morning. V'shamu v'nei Yisrael, it's a Shabbos, v'asas is a Shabbos. And therefore, I thought it's an opportunity to discuss an issue that was raised by some of our distinguished mispalalim as to what is the proper method of distributing the Kiddush, the wine from Kiddush Shabbos morning, Friday night. So the idea, or the reason that we make Kiddush over a case of wine, is brought in the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim Adaf Kuvavim Ad Aleph, based on the Pasuk in Parashas Yisro, in the Aseres Hadibro, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadshoi. That's the source for mentioning Shabbos, remembering Shabbos. The source for Kiddush is from Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadshoi, and the Gemara continues, Zeichreyu Al Ayayin. It should be over a case of wine. How is that implied by the Pasuk of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadshoi? You should remember Shabbos to make it holy, make Kiddush. Where do you see wine involved in the Pasuk? So Tosfos claims that Zechira in general implies wine, because the Pasuk says in Sefer Hosea, Zichru Kiyein Levanoin, Naskira Doidecha Miyayin, the Pasuk in Shir Ashirim. So Tosfos claims that this is a limited halacha to Kiddush. Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadshoi, make Kiddush, and Zechira implies having a case of wine. One opinion in Tosfos is that the case of wine is in fact Midoraisa. If you don't have the case of wine, you'll not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush Midoraisa. However, the Tosfos Rid, and that Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, says the idea of having, or the need to have a case of wine by Kiddush, is only Midrabanan. It's not a local halacha to Hilchas Kiddush. It's rather part of a larger issue of that many brachas we make, we attach to it a case of wine. We're familiar with this from Hilchas Mila. By a bris milah, we have a kais of wine. By a wedding, there's a kais of wine. Birchas hamazon, there's a kais of wine. Havdalah is a kais of wine. Many mitzvahs, we attach to it a kais of wine. And the source for that concept is the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos. And daf lamed hayam et alf, an entirely different reason. And that is because the Gemara says, Minayin she'ein oimim shira el al hayayin. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Leviim had two roles. There were Leviim who were Meshayarim, who guarded the Harabayas. There's one role the Leviim had, another role the Leviim had, but not Meshayarim, but Meshayarim. They used to sing the Shiras in the Beis HaMikdash. When did they sing the Shira? Says the Gemara, Ein Oimrim Shira, El Al Hayayin. Only at the time of the Nisuch Hayayin on the Mizbeach is when they sang. They had to come in conjunction with one another. So Sotu says the Gemara the reverse. If we're saying Shira, there should be wine there, because the wine enhances the Shira. So, Ein Oimrim Shira, if we're singing Shira, giving Shevach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it should be accompanied with wine. Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Hayayin. And therefore, when we have a Bircha Shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, be it by a milah, by a wedding, Birchas HaMazon, whatever, Kiddush, so it should be accompanied by a cup of wine, because that enhances the Shira, the Shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So too claims the Tosfos Rid, that's why we have a kais of wine coming together with Kiddush is part of that larger idea of Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Hayayin. Because Kiddush itself is a kind of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashbam learns Pshat like this as well in the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim over here, Oiz Dalin. Says the Rashbam, Kiddush itself is a kind of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he broke up, you know, the mundane routine of the 6 days of the week with this unique day, the special day that we commune with the Ribbono Shel Olam of Shabbos. So we give a Shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu for Shabbos, that's what Kiddush is about, and therefore we attach to it, it's accompanied by a kais of wine, because the kais of wine enhances the Shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're making at the time of the Kiddush. So therefore it's not a local halacha, but rather part of a larger idea of Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Hayayin, which is really the source for the concept of a kais shel bracha, a kais that accompanies a bracha of Shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is the relationship between the kais and the bracha? How does the wine enhance our shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that seems to be a running machlekes harishonim. Because the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Pesachim, when you make a bracha that's accompanied with a kais, ha-mevarech tzarech shiyitoim. Gemara Masechtas Pesachim kuf hei amed aleph. The person who's making the bracha, that's the pashat pshat in the Gemara, has to drink. Writes the Rashbam in that Gemara, not exactly. Oy who? Oy echad min hashoymim. Someone has to drink. Either him, or someone else who was listening, who was Yotzei, has to drink from the kais of wine. How does the Rashbam know it's not specifically him? could be someone else. So that's because the Gemara in Masechtas Eruvin on Daf Mem Amud Beis has a well-known discussion about whether or not we say Shachiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is like every other Yom Tif, Mitzvah Habom Izman Lizman. We should recite Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But then the Gemara says, well, we're not sure, because it doesn't say Regel. They're not called one of the Regalim. So maybe it doesn't warrant a bracha of Shechiyanu. That's the discussion the Gemara has in Erevin. So the Gemara says, well, one minute, even if we're going to, let's say it requires a Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is usually accompanied by a Kais. We make Shechiyanu on Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. We make it during Kiddush, and it comes together with a Kais. How you go? So Rosh Hashanah, fine, but what are you going to do on Yom Kippur if you have to make a Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur and Shechiyanu has to be accompanied by a Kais? How are you going to make Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur? So Gemara concludes that Zman Aymra Afil Bashuk. Shechiyanu does not need a Kais. It's enhanced if there's a Kais, does not need a Kais. So in Yom Kippur, you make it without a Kais. But before the Gemara got there, the Gemara assumed you need a Kais. What are you going to do with Shechiyanu and Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Leizva Liyanuka. What about Hamavarach Jar Shiyatam? Well, just have a Kais, have no one drink. The Gemara says you can't do that. Someone's got to drink. So, but fine, Leizva Liyanuka. Give it to the child, but he himself doesn't have to drink. So says the Rashbam and our Gemara too, Hamavarach Jar Shiyatam by Kiddush, by another Kais Shabracha. So that, it's not that the Mavarach Jar Shiyatam, someone who's there has to drink, but could even be someone else. As the Gemara said, in Erevin Leizva Liyanuka. Now that's true by most Kaisa Shel Bracha, so therefore you could make a Bracha la Kais and have someone else drink. And that should have been the Halacha by Kiddush too. That's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Simei Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Daled, and Motam HaMekadesh, the person making Kiddush doesn't drink. V'tam Echamei HaMesuvim Kamloi Lugmav, one cheekful, that's the Shir for Kiddush, is a topic for another time. So, if someone else drinks, that's fine, you yotzei. However, the opinion of the Ga'onim is, quoted there by Shulchan Aruch, second opinion, HaGa'onim Sovrim Shom Loi Tom HaMekadesh Lo Yotza. By Kiddush Davka, the person who makes the Kiddush has to drink. V'roi Locho Shul Devrayim. It's kedai to be choshish for this, but V'davka B'Kiddush. Because the Gemara said in Ervin, by Shechiyanu, if Shechiyanu required a bracha, ala kais, you could give to the child to drink. So you see, the person himself doesn't have to drink. That's only by other kais or shel bracha. By Kiddush, we mentioned Kiddush already might be different. Taisva says it requires a kais of wine, because zechira implies wine, not because of the general rule of ein oimrim shira ala yai, and so we throw a kais shel bracha at everything. It's not because of that, it's because it's a local halacha by Kiddush that it itself requires wine, so perhaps the rules are different, say the Goyim, and the person who's making Kiddush himself has to drink. You have this sometimes, it's not infrequent, a man can't drink wine, either because he's allergic to sulfites or some other dietary restriction because a person is not well, oileinu. So he can't drink a Kiddush. So who's going to make Kiddush Friday night in the house? He can't drink from the wine. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, according to the first opinion, he can make Kiddush and gives to his wife to drink. That's fine. But what about, according to the Ga'anim, you can't do that. The person, by Kiddush Davka, the person who's making Kiddush has to be the one to drink. So who's going to make Kiddush in the house? So if he has a son who's bar mitzvah, I guess he could do that. But otherwise his wife is going to have to make Kiddush. The wife can make Kiddush. The Gemara says in Brachas, Dav Chofim Abeis, that Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are chayv in Kiddush Midoy Raisa, because the Pasuk says in Parashat Yisrael, Zohar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh V'Aschan and Shomer Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh Zechira V'Shira V'Shmira Nemer B'Divar Echa Kosh Yeshna V'Shmira Yeshna V'Zechira. Women are chayv in the Lois HaSeis of Shabbos, the chayv in Kiddush too. So the wife could be Moitzi the husband. So is that what you're supposed to do? That's what it sounds like from this Sif in Shulchan Aruch. However, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn has a well-known series of article in books. So in his Sefer called The Radiance of Shabbos, he's a Talmud for Ramosha. So in his Sefer, The Radiance of Shabbos, he quotes like this from Ramosha. I think it was a suggestion he made, and Ramosha was masking to it. That if you look at the Ramah seems to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, in Simen Ayin Reish Beis, the very next Simen, Misha Eina Shaisa Yayin Mishum Neder, he's not drinking wine because he took a neder against it. I don't know why he took a neder. He took a neder not to drink wine. Yochel lekadesh olav, he can make kiddush v'yishu acherim, and other people will drink. So what happened to the ga'ainim? The ga'ainim said by kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch said roy lochus with the v'rayim. It's kedai to be choshish for the goyim. That whoever makes kiddush should be the one to drink. So he says, Rav Simcha Binyam Cohen suggests perhaps the Ramah disagrees with that. No, by kiddush we don't have to be choshish for the goyim. The Mishnah Berurah already patches up. Mishnah Berurah says, nah, don't do this. Shulchan Aruch said not to do it. Whoever makes kiddush should be the one to drink. But the Ramah was aware of the goyim. He doesn't quote it.
He's talking about a shas of chak, maybe.
Why?
I mean, he said he's someone who's in a
yachal. You can't drink. Why? So then let the other guy make kiddush. Whatever the other guy is. Man, woman, make kiddush. So Simcha Binyam Cohen quotes from Ramesha that perhaps the Ramah disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch. And then he thinks perhaps we could be maker like this Ramah to allow the husband, in order to preserve his role as the head of household, especially in the climate that we live in, that perhaps it's kedai to apply this psak, I think that this makes a lot of sense, to preserve the role of the husband as the head of household, to allow the husband to continue to make kiddush and to give to the wife to drink, as is not to have the wife make kiddush every Shabbos.
It's
and
not alone.
To make kiddush on bread. That's secondary.
So if you can't drink the wine because you're home alone, then you don't make kiddush.
And you don't eat carbs for some other reason, then you're stuck. You're putter from kiddush. Yeah. But if you have, if you could have either the carbs or the sulfites, you can't have both everything out.
Does the bar for your guffin? Let's say you're not drinking, someone else is drinking.
Right.
The bar for your guffin stays in kiddush and then it's also kiddush no matter what.
Well, again, it's machlekes. It's machlekes.
If you already had heard kiddush, so yeah. You ate already.
Right.
You come home, your wife didn't make kiddush yet.
Yeah.
So she can make kiddush for herself as well.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
What's better? Now, is she going to drink if she...
Lots of women think that it's your role and responsibility to make kiddush. So if you think, you can handle it.
You'll be moitzi again.
Yeah, you might see her again. It's only Shabbos morning. Friday night, you shouldn't have the issue, but Shabbos morning. Okay, so someone has to drink from the wine. Why do you have to drink from the wine by a kaishel brocha? Why? So that seems to be a machlekes harishonim. What's the pashat pshat? Why do you have to drink from the kaishel of wine? So the Ritva says, over here, ice test, someone's got to drink. Why does someone have to drink? Kedei shaloi tehei brocha levatola. If no one's going to drink, so then it's going to be a brocha levatola. So therefore, says the Ritva, when the Gemara said by Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur, v'leis v'liyanuka, give it to a child. What kind of child are we talking about? Says the Ritva, must be a child that's higiyah l'chinuch brachas. He's already making brachas, not a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, however, whatever age, a 6-year-old, whatever age a child is, roi l'chanuch brachas, then you give it to that kind of child. If the child's not making brachas yet, it's still a bracha levatala. He wasn't yaitzeh with your bracha, he doesn't make brachas. So it has to be a child that's higiyah l'chinuch. And in order that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Rashi, though, on that Gemara gives you a different impression. Writes Rashi, the time of Mishum, look back, ois vav, in the brackets, the time of Mishum genai hu l'kaisha bracha shlo yehana adem imenu la'altar. It's a genai. You're making a, it's not going to be a bracha levatala. You make a bracha on a kais. Here it is. We have this, you know, kais, ceremonial kais, and no one's drinking from it. A kind of uncomfortable, embarrassing situation is this for the kais. Humiliating. So you have to have someone drink from the kais. Therefore, writes the Ravan, same school as Rashi, over here, Ois Yud, that you can give it to a little child, a 2-year-old, 1-year-old. Even though the guy doesn't make brachas, the little child doesn't make brachas. The whole purpose of the kais is it shouldn't be embarrassing for the kais. So someone's got to drink. I don't think give it to the dog, but some human being has to drink from this kais. Otherwise, it's embarrassing to the kais. There's no embarrassment. And this machlekes is a machlekes halacha l'maisa between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What do you do if a bris falls out on Yom Kippur? Over here, Ois Yud Beis. So the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is Mevarchin al Amila b'loy kais. There's no kais because he paskins like the Ritva that the reason why you have to drink from the kais shel brocha is because otherwise it'll be a bracha of atos. It has to give to a tinuk who's roi lechancha bebrochas. If you're going to give it to a tinuk who's roi lechancha bebrochas and Yom Kippur, you have a problem. He's roi lechancha be Yom Kippur too. So then you can't give it to anybody. So Mila without a kais. By Yom Kippur is a whole yes, but the Gemara says not to do it because he'll grow up remembering that we had a kais on Yom Kippur. So fine, you can't give it to anybody.
Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
I'm sorry.
How do you make kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Kippur?
You don't. You ask me if Shabbos falls out of Zaytik Shaila. If Shabbos falls out of Yom Kippur,
the mikdash yom, the key of your rice, right?
That's without the kais. Is that there we learn from a limud?
Machlaike. Some hold with the kais. Some hold without the kais.
So it's not ma'akev that you don't have it. It's not ma'akev that you're raisa.
Correct. According to Rav Rishonim, yes. There's one opinion that it is, but yes, according to Rav Rishonim. The other opinion, though, the Ramah disagrees.
Someone's going to have a drop of wine on a Yom Kippur bris. A little boy who's consoled with someone.
Why? That's the opinion. Yeah, yes, because you're a good Ashkenazi. That's the opinion of the Ramah. Yesh, Oimrim, the Mevarchim, Bekais, Benais, and Latinok Hanimo. That's why throughout the year we give to the Tinok to drink from that halacha by Yom Kippur. That the only person who can drink on Yom Kippur is the little tinoik. The problem is, the little tinoik is not roi lechancha bebrochis. So it doesn't remove it from being a bracha of atola. Says the Ramah, it's not a problem of bracha of atola. The only reason we're giving to the child to drink is because otherwise it's going to be a gnai for the kais. No one's drinking. So fine, you give it to the little tinoik, even though he's not higiyah lechinuch. That's fine, you've satisfied your requirement with that. It's also a machlekes by Kiddush Friday night, the those shuls that still make Kiddush. Friday night, which is an issue because it's supposed to be Kiddush b'makom suda. The Kiddush has to take place in the same place that you have your meal. So why was there ever such a practice to make Kiddush in shul? Because some people used to sleep in the shul. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't recommend that we do this anymore. We don't have people, Baruch Hashem, who are sleeping in the shul. So you shouldn't institute such a practice. But there's some places that maintain that minug. So what are you going to do with the wine? You can't drink from the wine. It's not Kiddush b'makom suda, says the Shulchan Aruch. Mat'ima l'katan. Give it to a katan. What type of katan? So one opinion is, in the Mishnah Berurah, you should give it to a katan, shalai higiyah l'chinuch. Why? Because if it's a katan shehigiyah l'chinuch, you got to be mechanech him in Kiddush b'makom suda. So you can't give it to a katan shehigiyah l'chinuch. You have to give it dafka to a little katan. The other opinion, the Magen Avraham, says, no, you dafka have to give it to a katan that's higiyah l'chinuch. Otherwise, it's a brachal of atala. You give it to a two-year-old, he's not chanchal b'brachis. You have to give it to a child who makes brachas. Otherwise, it'll be a brachal of atala. What about the fact you're not being mechanechim in Kiddush b'makom suda? A whole separate topic. The Magen Avraham deals with that. Okay, so again, this machlekes. You have someone has to drink. Who has to drink? Someone's got to drink. Why does someone have to drink? So the Ritzvah says someone has to drink, otherwise it'll be a brachal of atala, so you definitely have to give it to a katan, higiyah l'chinuch. Rashi says someone has to drink, because otherwise it's a gnai for the kais, so dafka it could even be a katan, shalai, higiyah l'chinuch. Yeah.
The halacha of Yom Kippur is only if you're using it for Kiddush, the same kais?
No.
Because it's the Enam Shir Aliyah, which is different than Kiddush, which is not different kiyah.
Maybe it's also Enam Shir Yain. Tosis read in the Rashbam said Kiddush is also Enam Shir Yain. We pass in the Kiddush on the Kais is only the Rabbanon. So then it's probably because of Enam Shir Yain, like every other thing.
Why can't it be Bracha Shel Mitzvah, not Bracha
Hanenu? We'll get to what's it? Oh, right now. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav claims like this. And the same is found in the Beis Meir. Rabbi Meir Shlomo Zalman expands upon it in the Mincha Shlomo. The following idea. It seems to be that the Rishonim over here are disagreeing about why we have to have, not only why do you have to drink from the kais, but what is the nature of the bracha bar pri agafen when it accompanies a mitzvah or shevach v'aydah. Why do we have a kais there in the first place? Why is the shira of Ein Oimrim Shira L'Yayin, the shira, the shevach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu enhanced by the kais? So according to the Ritva, the reason why we have to have a kais there is because the kais, the bracha salad, is a regular birchas hanenin. You're making a bracha because you have to drink from the wine. Because drinking from the wine itself enhances my shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I drink wine, I'm at, you know, in a better place, you know, I'm happier. So therefore, it always makes things more fun and exciting, enjoyable. So then my shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enhanced by drinking the wine. But Ein Oimrim Shira El Yain means drinking of the wine should accompany my bracha of Shevach to Hashem, because it enhances the Shevach if I am drinking wine. However, and therefore the bracha is a regular birchas hanen, and the katan who drinks should be a katan shegiyah l'chinuch brachas. However, the opinion of Rashi, the opinion of the Ravan, the opinion of the Ramah seems to be that no, Ein Oimrim Shira El Yain is not the bracha is not a regular birchas hanenin, because the Shira is enhanced by being accompanied with a cup of wine, not because as I'm drinking the wine I'm in a better place, the drinking of the wine accompanies the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's because I'm giving Shevach to Hashem that He gave us wine. That makes us happy. So attached to the Shevach of Kiddush is a Shevach to Hashem that He gave us wine. Or attached to the Shevach of Bris Milah is the Shevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us wine. Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Yain means we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wine at the same time that we're praising Hashem for other things, and that enhances our Shevach to Hashem. In which case, the bracha is not a birchas hananin, it's a birchas shevach vahedah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us wine. Therefore, if no one drinks, it won't be a bracha levatala. Not a problem. Just someone's got to drink from the ceremonial kais of wine, which is really just representative of wine. And I'm giving shevach to Hashem. This is my display of what I'm praising Hashem about. Someone's got to drink from it. Otherwise, it's embarrassing to the kais.
You say because of Shabbos, you're praising Hashem. You technically wouldn't need the kais then. Technically, you have.
Correct. We have an zaitika concept called Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Yain. You enhance every shira to Hashem with a kais of wine. We're praising Hashem for giving us wine at the same time we're praising Hashem for Shabbos. All comes from the Levim in the Mikdash, correct. This seems to be a machlekes rishonim, as we mentioned, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that runs through other areas too. For example, the Dawud Kaisis at the Leil HaSeder, how many Bari Priya Guffins do we make? See, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is you only make two. You make Kiddush, Bari Priya Guffin, then comes Magid, the Kais of Magid, there's no Bari Priya Guffin. You just made a Bari Priya Guffin, says the Shulchan Aruch, on Kiddush. What do you need another Bari Priya Guffin for? Then you bench the kais of birchas hamazon. That's the third kais that you make a bari priyah guffin. You just benched. Then you have that works for halal. So that's you only need two bari priyah guffins: kiddush and birchas hamazon. Magid and halal don't warrant the bari priyah guffin because the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, again, as we saw in the other areas by Yom Kippur, by kiddush and shul, bari priyah guffin is of kiddush or ein ayim shira layayin is that the shira should be accompanied by a drinking of the wine. But the bracha is no different than any other bari priyah guffin. Any other birchas hananin? That's why it had to be a katan that's higia lechinuch. So in which case, it has the rules of birchas hananin, you only make two bari priya guffins at the Leil HaSeder. The Ramah is lishitasa. This is what Shlomo Zalman's about her. The Ramah is lishitasa, that the Ramah holds that no, this is a birchas shevach to Hashem. We're praising Hashem for the wine. At the same time, we're praising Hashem for other things, and that enhances the shevach because it's more expansive. But then the cup of wine is just ceremonial. And the Bar Piyah Gafen is a Birch HaShem V'Hidah. So it doesn't have the rules of Birch HaShanen. And so, yes, I made a Bar Piyah Gafen at Kiddush. I made him a Birch HaShemazon. It doesn't preclude me from making a Bar Piyah Gafen at Magid, a Bar Piyah Gafen at Hallel. Because each stage of the Haggadah is enhanced by praising Hashem for the wine at that stage.
Svadim will make two brachas?
Yeah. Or the Shulchan Aruch, for example, which he took... Huh?
Make two?
Only two. Yeah.
Everybody now hold it. You make the four brachas of
Everybody, Ashkenazim.
Ashkenazim.
Svardim still only make two. They still pass on Shulchan Aruch. Not that much the same. We haven't converted
but
yet.
But they also
have to like you have a long Seder before the...
Yeah. Yeah, still drinking.
No psul
shtui another place where you see the Shulchan Aruch passes like this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Kiddush in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sifdal. Let's say a person is drinking wine Friday afternoon. I don't know why he didn't go to shul. Comes time to make Kiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need a Bari Priya Guffin. You already made a Bari Priya Guffin. Made a Bari Priya Guffin Friday afternoon. You don't need another Bari Priya Guffin. Comes Kiddush time. So it has the general rules of Birchas Hananin. So you guys with the Bari Priya Guffin you made Friday afternoon. Comes Kiddush, just Mekadosh HaShabbos. And the Chaik Yaakov says, that's for the Shulchan Aruch. It's a Bari Priya Guffin. According to the Ramah, you would need another Kais. You would need another... Bari Priya Guffin. Or, let's say, the issue Ali raised, the Beir Halacha, and Siman Kuf Tzadi has a machlekes, I'm going to make Kiddush and give to someone else to drink. We said you could do that. I'm going to make Kiddush, give to someone else to drink. Who makes the Bari Priya Goffin? So the Beir Halacha calls from Rebbe Kiva Eger, the person who's going to drink should make the Bari Priya Goffin. I'll make Mekadosh HaShabbos, let him make the Bari Priya Goffin. After all, he's going to drink, it's a Birchas Hananin. And what does it mean that Ein Oimrim Shira El Yayin, the bracha should be accompanied by a drinking of wine? However, the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi, the Be'er Halacha quotes, is that the person who's making Kiddush should make the bracha over the ceremonial cup of wine. Just someone's got to drink, otherwise it's embarrassing for the kais. So let someone else drink, but he does not the zaycha to make the Bari Priya Goffin. Well, the Shulchan Aruch has it. Mamash keeps coming up, same issue. The Shulchan Aruch is lishitasa throughout. The Shlomo Zalman points out all of these. Shulchan Aruch says, let's say a person makes Kiddush on a cup of wine, and then it spills. So, is he done? He made a Kiddush, and the cup of wine is spilled. So Shulchan Aruch says, no, you have to pour another kais and drink. Why? Because it has to be accompanied by a drinking of the wine. The Levush disagrees. He said, once you make Kiddush on a cup of wine, the only reason someone had to drink was the Gnai. The Sheva, Ein Oyim Shiro Yayin, is because you praise Hashem for the wine, at the same time you praise Hashem for the Kiddush. The two enhance one another. But over here, it's spilled, okay, for Fallen, so no one has to drink. And that's again Ramah Ushita. So final place where you see this, is Ramah has a very interesting shayla, which I assume could come up, I've never been asked it, is let's say a person so used to making Kiddush Shabbos morning on the schnapps, he always makes Shahakol, so Friday night he also makes a Shahakol. So normally in Birkas Hanenin, Shahakol works in the place of a Bari Priya Gofen, as everybody knows, but the Eved you make Shahakol, you would say. But does that work for Kiddush? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, says Rav Moshe, yes, it's a regular halacha birchas hanenin. You have to drink wine together with the kiddush. You can drink your wine. You made a baruch shahakol, you yaitzeh, b'diyavid. But according to the Ramah, that the Indian is to praise Hashem for the wine at the same time you were praising Hashem for kiddush, so then you're not the yaitzeh. You'd have to make kiddush again, I suppose. You wouldn't be yaitzeh with the shahakol, niyavid baruch. Okay, so that's why...
The assumption is that kiddush hayom doesn't have that same requirement.
Kiddush Hayom, no. Kiddush Hayom is entirely different. Yeah.
In that case, if you spill the wine, pour another cup, make another bracha.
Correct. Yes. And I believe that, so we have two perspectives so far. The Gemara says, perhaps that's why we make Kiddush on wine. Ein Oymim Shiro L'Yayin, and that's why we have wine that accompanies many different brachas of Shevach to Hashem, either because the drinking of the wine enhances our Shevach, that's the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the bracha is a regular Bari Pri Agafen, a regular Birch Sanenin. Or no, it's because when you put a kais of wine together with a bracha, we're praising Hashem for many more things now. It enhances the Shevach to Hashem of Kiddush, enhances the Shevach to Hashem of a bracha by a wedding, because we're praising Hashem for the wine too at the same time. So I believe that that relates to how one should go about distributing the wine as well. Why do we give from other people to drink? The Gemara says, HaMevarach Tzarech Sheyitayim. Then we saw, it doesn't even have to be him. It could be someone else, strictly speaking. Like it's by Kiddush, but Me'ikar Adin, someone else could drink. Why is there an inin for everybody to drink? So that is based on the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim. The Gemara says Masechtas Pesachim, a well-known Maisa, the Rav Ashi came to the town of Mechuza. He was a guest. And they wanted to be Mechaberim. So he said, Omar Lei, Lekadish, Lonmar, Kiddusha Rabba, make for us the big Kiddush. And they stooped in front of him a kais of wine. So he said, doesn't know. Where he came from, they didn't call anything Kiddusha Rabba, the great Kiddush. So he didn't know what it was. And the person is supposed to conform to the minhagim of the place that he's in. You see this klal from the Gemara. Rav Ashi was willing to do whatever their minhag was. He was going to do it. So Omar, he didn't say, well, my minhag is this. He did whatever they're going to do. Omar Michti, Kola brachas kulam bari priya gofen omar breisha. Whatever it is a bari priya gofen. So he says, picks up the kais, bari priya gofen. Chacham ena b'raisha, says the Gemara, and he waited. Omar bari priya gofen ba'agidbe. He waited to see what everyone else is going to do. Chazila, who saw the Gacham Ashasi? He saw another old man by the Kiddush. He drank. So he saw, oh, I'm done. And he realized the whole Kiddush of Bari Priya Gofen was Lashon Tzagi. You know her? Huh?
This is the day Kiddush.
Day Kiddush. He saw, oh, this is Bari Priya Gofen. And then he drank. He saw the old man drank, so he realized he was done. What is the old man drinking for? HaMevarech Tzarech Sheyitayim. The guy's making Kiddush has to drink. We saw it doesn't have to be him. Leis V'yanuko. You could give to somebody else. But what is the other guy by the Kiddush drinking for? Writes the Rosh, you see from here, Af Al Pi She'ein Tzrichon Lishtos Even L'Chadchila. No one else has to drink. Me'ikar Adin B'di Eved L'Chadchila. Everyone is Yaitzei. Me'ikar Adin Friday night and Shabbos morning. Everyone is Yaitzei. We're hearing Kiddush from somebody else as long as someone drinks. The Malay Lugmav. Miu, says the Rosh, mitzvah lishtois. You see from here, by the old man who drank by the kiddush, is a mitzvah to drink. A mitzvah to drink from a kais shel bracha. It's a mitzvah to drink from a kais shel bracha.
That's where they get this
salah. Yes, that's where it comes from.
The halacha you learn after the Gemara and Sukkim is that they started eating after Bar Pia Gosman, and not that you have to drink the wine.
But what's he drinking for? The Mavar starts eating.
He's nice to kiddush. You made it. Now I'm eating.
I mean, no, he saw that he was drinking. No, he saw he was drinking. So it says the Rosh, let him eat Mizinus. Who started?
Maybe that's what I'm talking about.
Who wants to start the Kiddush with a cup of wine? Nah.
I thought that Kiddush Rabba means Bari Priya Gofen. That's
all it means, right?
Just yeah, Bari Priya Gofen.
And then he started eating.
Right, so what do you have to drink though? What's called this mitzvah? What's included in the mitzvah lishtois? Is that only from the kais on which the Kiddush was made and that initial cup of wine? Or is that any other wine that's present? So look, Rashi says on Chumash. Rashi says on Chumash at the beginning of Parshas Vayera that the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu and they asked him after they ate, Ayei Sarah Ishtecha Vayomi Neva Oyo. What are they asking where his wife was? One pshat in the Gemara Bava Metzia was to show Avram Avinu how tzanua she was. The other pshat is Kidei l'shagelo koisho brocha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos on Nun Alpha Mitbeis, whenever you have a koisho brocha, there's an inyan to give it to your wife. So they wanted to share the koisho brocha with his wife, like the Gemara says in Brachos, koisho brocha m'shagelo l'bisu. You should send it to your wife. So ask the Sifsei Chachamim, nu. Why are they asking where your wife is to send her the koisho brocha? So explains the Sifsei Chachamim. After they benched, there was a kais of Birchas Hamazon. He wanted to send it to his wife. Why didn't Avram Avinu send a kais to his wife? He needs the Malachim to explain that to him. Of course he knew the Gemara in Brachas. A kais or bracha you send to your wife. Says the Sifsei Chachamim, Avram Avinu knew his wife was Anida, and she was going to be Metame the kais. He didn't want it to be Metame the kais. As the Sifsei Chachamim knew, pour it into a different kais. Take the kais of Berk Samazin, pour it to a different kais. Says the Sifsei Chachamim, you see from here, Iker mitzvah, shetishte me'oisei hakais shebirchu olav. The inyan of other people drinking, either by the old man drinking by the Kiddush, or the Gemara Brachas, you should send the kais of Brachas to your wife, is davka from that kais. So that's one, that sounds like the pshat that we had from Rashi, that the idea of drinking from a kaisha bracha is why? What is Ein Oimim Shir Al Yayin all about? Because you praise Hashem for the wine at the same time you praise Hashem for other inyonim. So, it's a regular Bebech Hashem Avaidah. No one has to drink. The only reason we drink is, otherwise it's embarrassing for the kais. It's a ceremonial kais, Bari Priya Govin. Why do we drink? Otherwise it's embarrassing for the kais. So, but then it's only from that kais that there's an inyan to drink. We all want to show we're not embarrassing the kais. We all want to be mechabed the kais. So what do? We all drink. But then it's davka from the kais that you made the bracha on that was in the uncomfortable situation if no one will drink. It doesn't apply to any other kais. However, that's the impression you get from that halakha of sending the kais.
Who sabbath drank for that?
Oh, here's one second. That's the punchline. So the Gemara says, though, in Masechtas Brachos gives you a different impression. The Gemara tells Amaisa, Ula itul lebei Rav Nachman. Ula came to visit by Rav Nachman. Karach ripta barach birchas mezaina. So he gave Rav Nachman, gave Ula the guest to bench. After he benched, he said, Yahav lekasa the birchas of the Rav Nachman. He gave the kais a birchas hamazon to Rav Nachman. Ula drank, then he gave to Rav Nachman to drink from the kais shel bracha. Amalei Rav Nachman said, send it to my wife, Yalta. So Ula, the guest, said, there's no need. The bracha of the wife comes from the husband. She doesn't need the kais shel bracha. Adahachi shama Yalta. The end of the first, second line. Yalta heard this. She doesn't need the kaisha bracha. Kama bezehira. She got angry. Also, lebechamra. She went to the wine cellar and started breaking barrels of wine. Wanted her kaisha bracha. So Amalei Rav Nachman had a problem over here. He said, neshada lamar kasachrina. There was no more though kaisha bracha. So he said, pour her a separate kais. So she didn't want to drink that kais. She wanted the other kais. So shalach la, Rav Nachman sent her, kol hainagva de birchasahi. All the wine in the barrel, or the rekeach adds, all the wine on the table is considered to be included within the kais shel bracha. Even though it's not the exact kais that you made the bracha on, as long as you drink from wine which was included in the bracha, whatever wine you had to bring to the table, like that halacha birchas hanenin, whatever is on the table you make your bracha on, any wine is sufficient. Now that sounds like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. What is Ein Oimim Shira Al Yayin all about? We're praising Hashem for Kiddush, we should drink wine. So whatever wine is shayach to the bracha, I think if you bring wine from the cabinet that you had in mind, you might bring out for the meal, it's good enough. Any wine that the bracha, Birchas HaNenin, was chal on, is considered to be the wine of the bracha, Kaisho Bracha. That's a very different impression that you get. From that Gemara and Brachas, it sounds like you just have to drink any wine, not specifically from that kais. But I believe it reflects this Machlekes Rishonim. What is Ein Oimim Shir Al Yayin all about? Is it any wine you have to drink at the time of Shevach that enhances my Shevach to Hashem? Or is it because I'm praising Hashem for wine from this kais, and it's embarrassing for the kais if no one's going to drink? So you gotta have to drink the inyan of drinking from a kais shel bracha. The mitzvah lishtois is to drink dafka from that kais.
The old man drank from his own.
One second. I know. So writes the Meiri, lechatchilo, you should try and drink from that kais. Even Rav Nachman really wanted that kais for his wife. Says the Meiri, roi lebalabais lahashkes es ishto bekais shebirech olav. The kais that he makes the bracha on, that's really the kais he should send to his wife. If there's nothing left, you can be right to the Indian of kais shebracha with all of the wine on the table, meaning like the other shita. But really, the chachil, we should try and fulfill it, that it should be dafka from that kais. So now, how does one distribute, okay? Shabbos morning, Shabbos Friday night, he makes kiddush on the kais. And this halacha of everyone drinking is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah min amuvchar, if you turn back to Hasayin, sheyitamu kulam. Sima reisha anafsif yudal, that's the rush, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar that everyone should drink. How are you going to distribute your wine? So there's really four possibilities, okay? Like this. First possibility, Machaimish. I make on a kais of wine. Says the Gemara, Shagala Leisha, send it to your wife. I have other people at the table, mitzvah sheyitamu kulam. What do? I send it around the table, my kais. That sounds like it should be fine. It's not a kais pogam, because that was the kais that the bracha was made on. That sounds like it should have been the best. You make everyone's drinking from the kais the bracha was made on. That was the wine that bracha was made on. That should be good. That's assuming you have a very big kais, or you don't have very, very many people at your Shabbos table. That should have been good. Many people are going to be uncomfortable with that because of obvious germ concerns. Yes? You have to drink. You have to drink Maloy Lugmov, which is a Rav Ravius. And the person has to drink from a... We'll get to him in 1 second. Okay? So you can do that. Send it around the table. The problem is many people are uncomfortable with that for germs. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchase. He thinks it's against halacha. The germs is already quoted, even though they were not aware of germs. Medically, I don't think it was just, you know, germs were discovered at that point. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Ein, Hilchos Suda, Lo Yishteme HaKais V'yitin L'Chaveroi. You should not drink from a kais and give to someone else. Mipnei Sakonis Nefoshes. Already a sif in Shulchan Aruch. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he doesn't like this practice. Drink from the kais, send around the table. Morning people will be uncomfortable with it anyway. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's against halacha and Hilchos Suda. So what could you do? Option B or C, really two of the same variety of the same thing, is you could pour out into a glass. I make kiddush, pour out into a glass. Now I could either drink from the glass and pour it to everybody else from my kais that I make kiddush on, or I could drink from the kais shel kiddush and pour it to everybody else from the glass. Neither one of those, in my opinion, is ideal for the following reason. Number one, you have to drink from a kais that has a revius in it. That's Taisvah's opinion, and it's recommended by the Mishnah Berurah. You turn back to Ois Hay. Taisvah says, Tarech lish tois mi kais sheyesh by revius. Because Maloy Lugmav is Rav revius. It's Rubo Kakulo. You drink Rav revius like you drink the whole thing. So you have to drink from a kais that has a revius in it. You drink Rav Rubo Kakulo. But you have to drink from a kais that has a revius in it. So you have to have either left a revius in your kais of Kiddush that you're going to drink from, or pour a revius into the glass that you're going to drink from. Most people's Kiddush cups, unless you have a Grace Chassidish cup, is not that big. So if you're going to pour out and leave a revius, you have to only drink a cheekful, but you have to have a revius in the kais. So you're going to leave a revius of wine in the kais. That's going to be rive of the kais.
Can you add?
You're pouring out very little. Now if you add, you don't get the inyan of drinking from the kais that the bracha was made on, or from the wine that the bracha was made on. You have the wine on the table, which you can be, I'd say, like that. Yalta, that's what he sent her as the second place. But the ikar, I think it's better, you see from the Sifrei Chachamim, it's best, as the Meiri told us, to drink from the kais on which the bracha was made, the wine on which the bracha was made. So if you're going to add wine after, or take from any other wine that's on the table, it's all the same, you're going to add from wine later, so it's not the best. And if a guy's going to drink from the glass and pour from the Kiddush cup to everybody else, so at least the wine all went through the Kiddush cup, and then I'll add to the Kais Shel Kiddush. But he's not sure no one's drinking actually from the Kais on which the Bracha was made. L'shagala Kais Shel Bracha. No one's drinking from that Kais. Everyone's drinking from glasses. And if he's going to drink from the Kais and pour the wine to everybody else, he'll leave a revius in the Kais that he made the Bracha on and pour the wine to everybody else. So that's a little bit better. But again, he has to make sure to leave a revius in. He can't have too many people at his Shabbos table because he's pouring out a little bit of wine. They're again not getting wine from the Kais Shel Bracha. But I think there is you're all yaitzeh with all of these things. It's just a mitzvah min amuvchar, as the Shulchan Aruch said. And it is even the mitzvah min amuvchar if you just have wine on the table. But if you want to be yaitzeh ala hidurim, So I think that perhaps there is a fourth Eitzah, which is the best of all of them. And that is, as was mentioned many times, look back at the source for this whole Indian. The old man at the Kiddush. He drank, did he drink from the kais in which the Kiddush was made? No, he drank from his own kais. Like at the Leila Seder, everybody has their own kais. No one drinks from the kais of the Balabas. So writes to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Av al pish ha-mislim in ha-muvka, shekol ha-mesubim yitu mikais shal bracha, ein sarach lito mikais ha-mevarech. Ela yivyocho ko'echa litein kais ha-lefonav, everybody has their own kais before Kiddush is poured, v'yoyser tov lasos kein, because then every kais is considered to be, if you look at the last line of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, harei kulam hein kaisel shal bracha kemoi kais ha-mevarech. It's like the kais of the mevarech. So if everybody has their own kais, I don't think everybody needs a revius of wine in their kais. But it should be a decent kais. It's a kais shel bracha. It should be made out of glass or silver or something. And it should be full, like a kais shel bracha. So a little kais, but it should be full and a decent kais. Not a little shot of plastic. Should be a kais, a decent kais shel bracha. And it should be full. Everybody has it in them. It has it before them at the time that they make Kiddush, that is your personal kais shel bracha, the kais on which the bracha was made, and that's you could be, I'd say, all of these in Yonim. Rav Sternbach writes in the Chuvas von Hoggis, that's what he does in his home, he poured, everyone has a miniature kais shel bracha, and that way you get the wine in which the bracha was made, and the kais on which the
bracha was made.
When one person drinks, then pours into a different cup.
So if you take your cup, you drink from it, and then you pour it.
That's a kais pogam. That's why you can't drink. People won't like it because of the germs. I didn't even bring it up. No, it's gross. But you can drink. That's only if you first pour into a glass. So you're going to drink from the glass, or you're not, or it's a kais pogam. Yeah. Otherwise, you're drinking from your kais.
You can't drink first and then pour.
No.
You first have to pour and then take it.
Yes.
But if you have a, you left with a revius.
There's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Does everybody who drinks, do they have to drink from a non kais pogam, or they have to drink from, or can they even drink from a kais pogam? But you're right. You're not the Yotze Allah Hidur.
No very pre.
What you do is you pour half your cup out, you leave enough road close for you to drink from the
right, that's fine.
And everybody
that's
else
fine.
Shares from
that's
the
very little wine you poured out. If you have 12 of those things in your silver display, you can, but then that's the second place.
What about the fountains where you've got the...
Right, that's what we're talking about. Right. So you have to either, you can't drink and then pour into the fountain, because then all of the kaises are kais pogam.
Fill up the little kaises before Kiddush, you have a tray of 12 kaises.
That says in the Gemara, that's what Sternbach does, that he poured in before all those little kaises. That's it says in Gemara, kais shel bracha should be itor. Itor means should be surrounded with other kaises.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Pre-pour the wine, drinking, and then I usually pour a little bit.
Do the exact same thing before.
But I do it before.
And then if you make kiddush around it, you mamish have. We don't even, you know, we're not machmer like this to do it. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, the best thing is to make. We don't even treat it as the best. But in the days of the Gemara, they used to make a kaisha bracha with itur, with other kaisas surrounding your kais. That was like a special heater.
Why by shal shudis do we make on wine if no one's going to drink it?
Why by Shavuot should it? Because if
we bench on
a kais, so again, it's a ceremonial kais.
It's supposed to be from Avdol.
You can't drink because you're not going to drink before Avdol. If we would always be mocked with the bench on a kais, you could drink. Like we eat shal shudis before.
What about if we leave it for Abdullah sometimes? Most shul they leave this kais.
They leave the kais for Abdullah.
So we pour it, we spill it out.
We can leave for Abdullah.
Because at least you have the... No, everyone... It's not the best. It'd be better if we were...
People make a gofer sometimes after. That's a mistake. Sometimes the ladies make a gofer on their own afterwards. They take the kais and they make
it. That's a mistake. We have a half to hold a share about it.
It's a separate share.